Bill's Focus is presented by Atwal Eye Care, the official LASIK provider of the Buffalo Bills.
For the second consecutive season, Buffalo's run game was the best in the NFL, and the Bills only improved on their rushing numbers from a season ago. They ran for a franchise-best 29 touchdowns, and their 2,630 yards rushing was the third most in team history. The key for the Bills was the versatility of their scheme.
We do so much, I think, with our offense in the running game, for sure. It could be at you, around you, misdirection, option, power, fake. I mean, the quarterback can run. We have a lot. So when you kind of prepare for us, you have a lot to prepare for. You know, we have the athletes that we get in open space. It's tough to tackle us.
We are a very multiple offense in what we can do as far as running the football. We do everything really well as far as blocking. You know, I've been a part of some offenses where we're great zone blockers, but we're not great gap blockers, or you have great gap blockers that can't really zone. And we do it all. You know, we have guys that can move. We have athletic guys up front, and we have dynamic backs that can make people miss.
McCoy was the linchpin of Buffalo's rushing attack. He was instrumental in helping the Bills lead the league in yards per carry average. He had almost 1,300 yards rushing and ranked fourth in rushing touchdowns with 13. Backup Mike Gillisley led the league in average yards per carry with a mark of 5.7. He contributed 8 touchdowns to the cause, but the often overlooked rushing dynamic was that of Tyrod Taylor, who had a career-high 6 rushing touchdowns.
What we do really well is, you know, we have our core set of runs, but then we get into our quarterback-driven stuff, and Tyrod is obviously a talented runner and puts stress on defenses. And even when he doesn't have the ball, he's still on his fakes. He still has to hold a defender. So that kind of gives us a one-up. You know, it gives us an advantageous box count, even when they're trying to load the box.
Tyrod, one of the better things he can do is he can run the ball. I mean, he's like a running back at quarterback. So why not use him with his legs? And that's something that we're big on.
With multiple pre-snap looks, personnel groupings, and threats, it's proven very difficult for opposing defenses to stop everything in Buffalo's rushing attack.
I was at the Pro Bowl last year, and I was talking with Sean Lee about it, and he was like, playing you guys is a nightmare. You know, you guys have guys pulling everywhere. You have quarterback-driven stuff, and you really just have so much stuff going on. It's so much to prepare for, and then you get to the game, and you're running completely different stuff.
I think this is the most dynamic run game I've been a part of. Obviously, Adrian had a great year in 2011 or 12. But just the different ways we can run the football, our schemes, is definitely probably as best as I've been around.
With most of Buffalo's O-line under contract and feature back LeSean McCoy in the middle of a long-term deal, there's no reason the Bills can't be a dominant rushing team again in 2017. At One Bills Drive, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Focus, presented by Atwal Eye Care.